Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and today we are going to be talking about the Violet Flame. I will be sharing with you what the Violet Flame is. We'll talk about the history of it, and we're going to go through a meditation. So first, before we get started on that, you know, it's interesting that today is actually August 8th, which is the Lion's Gate in terms of astrology. When I get my ideas for my radio shows, I kind of just go into this meditative state and I ask myself, okay, what is it that I'm wanting or needing to talk about? And it was very clear I needed to do a show about the Violet Flame. And on today as well, which is August 8th. Now, August 8th, as I talked about, is called the Lion's Gate. So if you don't know what that means, basically it has to do with an alignment, an astrological alignment between the Earth and the brightest star in our galaxy, which is called Sirius. And that happens around the 8th of August every year. During this alignment, it's actually also when the sun is in the sign of Leo. So Leo is the lion sign. So that's why it's called the Lion's Gate. And when this happens, this alignment, there's oftentimes an intense awakening within people or an intense energy, or you may feel sleepy. It just depends on the person, but there's activations happening and frequencies being downloaded within our consciousness. And there's a lot of people, right? Not a lot of spiritually minded people who are doing all kinds of blogs and activations right now during this time period. But I thought it was really interesting that, okay, out of all the days to do a show about, you know, awakening consciousness and transmuting negativity, that it was on the Lion's Gate. And I didn't know that at first when I was creating the show, but I was like, oh yeah, it actually is the Lion's Gate. So that's an interesting tidbit. Now, just one thing I do want to say as well, in terms of the Violet Flame, I'm not an expert on the Violet Flame. I'm sharing with you information that I've learned, that I've found. But what I also want to say about it is everything comes from, and it stems from, your intention. So when we think about the Violet Flame, it's a tool. It's another spiritual tool that you can add to your belt to assist you, to help you. But really, everything comes from your intention. So this is not the only method or the only way that you can, you know, clear things and raise your frequency. It's really, really about your intention. So I want to make that clear. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Violet Flame. Some of you may have, some of you maybe not have. The first time I heard about it was through a spiritual teacher who had a meditation on YouTube, and I listened to it, and it was pretty powerful. And it was something that he did very frequently. I mean, it wasn't something that I did very frequently. And I still honestly don't do it incredibly frequently, but I do it periodically. But when you do it, you do get this sense of clarity. You get this sense of healing, the sense of just really just sort of being in a peaceful state. This is how it feels for me. Violet, as you may or may not know, is the highest frequency in our visible light spectrum. So imagine for a minute that you're putting light through a prism, and you see the rainbow coming out of the prism, and you see the colors of the rainbow. You know, you have the red, the orange, yellow, and the highest end of the visible light spectrum would be violet. And if you think about it from a scientific perspective, you know, the frequency, which is how fast the wave is vibrating, it's the highest of the visible light spectrums. But the wavelength, basically the distance between peaks from one peak of the wave to the other, is the smallest. So what does that mean? Well, when you're visualizing violet light and coming in to your consciousness, and you're letting it kind of consume your body, because of the high frequency of it, it actually, at the atomic level, at the molecular structure of your body, it actually can get in between the spaces of the atom, and it actually transforms the actual molecular structure with a lot of intention, of course. Okay. Which is really, really powerful. And it's kind of a neat thing. I mean, everything's connected. But that is sort of a scientific perspective of it. And you can look that up on the internet. But it's really, again, it's just your intention. What are you intending? What are you visualizing? So that's one of the biggest things about the violet flame before we get into it. It's your intention. So when you do the violet flame meditation, you have to think about what it is that you're intending this meditation to do. Could it be for healing something like a relationship issue, possibly, or maybe it's for the planetary use. Maybe you want to send healing to the planet, or possibly some kind of healing issue within yourself, like a physical thing happening within yourself. It just all depends on what you're intending it to do, just like anything. Okay. So we're going to get to that and as we go through it. Okay. But we're going to start by just kind of briefly, first, before we get into anything, I'm just going to call upon the Archangel Michael to be with us right now. And the Archangel Michael is a spiritual being who helps us and protects us and gives us strength and courage. And we want to bring that frequency in to protect our space around us. So we're just calling on this energy surrounding us all in a sphere of protection. And wherever you are, I hope that you're doing well, by the way. I know things have been chaotic lately, with coronavirus and all the stuff happening with police. And there was that explosion that happened in Beirut. And there's a lot of things happening. I'm finding more and more, like, I try not to watch the news or get into social media. And I'm actually using social media for the purpose of social media, which is what it's designed to do. I'm actually connecting more with people and getting to know them and not getting into the feed of, you know, this happened over here and this person's doing this and this happened here. You know, there's a lot of those articles and those and people post things like that. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in that. I'm trying to not get caught up in that. Hopefully you're doing the same. I want to say something too. You know, I want to share the story. I was talking with my mom the other day, and I call my mom probably like twice a week. She lives in Chicago, and she is really, really having a hard time right now with everything going on. We're in quarantine, and she's just not having it. It's just really tough for her, just this sense of feeling confined and not being able to do the things that she wants to do. And it's triggering a lot of things within her. You might find that this is happening to you as well. When we're given the chance to really go within and sit with ourselves, this, all the things that we've been dealing with in our life or maybe other lifetimes comes to the surface for us to really, really look at, and it hits us hard. And I was explaining this to my mom. I said, you know, oftentimes the things that we need to look at continue to come at us until we really face it. Because a lot of the things she was talking about was the same issues that I've noticed. You know, she has issues with victimizing yourself, or not feeling like she's heard. And that comes from being in a large family and her being the oldest. Anyway, I don't want to get into the history of my mom, but the point is, like, I was talking with her and I was thinking to myself, how many other people are in the same situation? How many other people are feeling this right now? Feeling lost, feeling just stuck, and feeling like, what is really going on? And feeling like their sense of who they are is being stirred up, right? And there's probably a lot of people. And I talked with her about this, you know, imagine that the world in front of us that we're seeing literally, like, around us, it's like a movie or a TV. And we have the remote in our mind. And we can change a channel. So, you know, I was saying to her, like, so for example, something's happening in your life, things are chaotic, and you can continue to watch that channel, put your thoughts into that channel, or you can say, you know what, I'm going to change a channel. I want to watch a different program. Change a channel. And it's not just about external things. It's really about, like, internal things inside yourself. Maybe you find sometimes, you know, if you have a significant other and you're not always acting out of love or acting the way you would have liked, take a minute and change a channel. So, you know what, I don't want to be on that channel. Switch, change a channel, be conscious of it. And I was telling her about this and she was getting it. And I was like, I like that analogy of just kind of taking a second. It's like, you know, it's a bad program. It's a bad movie. It's a bad TV show. I don't want to watch this anymore. Click. It can be that fast, that quick, just like you're watching a TV. You change the channel instantaneously. Boom. There's a new program. Oh, there's a comedy. Great. Same thing within yourself. You have these thoughts or these frequencies happening. Change the channel. Move to a new frequency. And that kind of ties into what I'm saying today with the violet flame, because violet is a color. It's a frequency, right? And we can let that frequency come in. Why is the violet flame so powerful and so wonderful and a great meditation? Is because, as I said, when the violet comes in and it's affecting your atomic structure, it's dislodging frequencies that are vibrating at a lower vibration, because that higher frequency is coming in. Now, I want to be careful and not make a judgment here, because when we're saying higher and lower, we're not meaning like good or bad or worse or less than. It's more, it literally is scientifically vibrating at a higher frequency versus vibrating at a lower frequency. And you also want to think for a second about, let's do a visualization. Can you, I want you to visualize for a minute a battery. Okay, visualize a battery. And this is a chargeable battery, like maybe your cell phone. Okay. And you charge up your cell phone, right? You plug it in, you charge it up, and it has a charge to it. And then you watch the charge kind of drain out, right? And that it may take 6 or 7 hours sometimes for that charge to drain out of your battery. Okay, where am I going with this? Well, when you are experiencing or thinking or feeling a frequency that is not something that you want in your life, like something maybe negative about your, like maybe you're thinking negative things about yourself, things about others, unhealthy things, you know, things that are not where you want to be. That's really what it comes down to. It's not a right or wrong. It's just like, given where you say you want to be, what are you holding? So the thoughts you're thinking, the emotions you're feeling, things you're saying, all the stuff, it creates a charge in your consciousness, in your physical body, and your body's holding on to this charge, like your cell phone, like a cell phone battery. And it can take quite a bit of a time for that charge to discharge. Maybe it takes several years, so maybe lifetimes. But if you allow the violet flame to come in, what a violet flame does is it, like, recharges. It clears the old charges that you no longer want. It dislodges them from your frequency so that you can be more of who you truly are in the space of divinity. And that's why it's really, really a great tool, because sometimes you might find that there's old habits and old things that you're just trying to let go of, and you've tried a lot of things, but you don't really know how to really let it go. The violet flame can really help with that, can really help to transmute the fears that we're feeling, the lack of self-love, like whatever it could be, whatever kind of charge we're carrying in our aura, in our energetic space, in the physical cells of our body, because our cells hold on to it as well, you're clearing the charge. So that is a really, really, really great thing. Okay, so that is one of the things that you want to use the violet flame for. And there's a lot of different things, a lot of ways you could do the meditation. If you go on the internet, you'll see there's a lot of different scripts people have, or a lot of rituals. It really doesn't matter what you do or which route you take or who says what. It's your personal intention. It's intention, intention, intention. It's really what it comes down to. I think that gets people in trouble when they think about meditation. You know, we think, oh, I have to sit in a special place and do something and sit quiet for an hour. Like, how am I going to do that? That maybe works for a few people, but that's not meditation. Meditation can be, it can be writing. Maybe you're writing and you just kind of get into the space of letting go. Or maybe it's when you're taking a hot bath or going for a run or staring at a candle or just watching smoke come up from incense. There's different ways you can do it. It's the same with violet flame. It's really going to be your intention and how devoted you are to it. And when you invoke it with your mind, when you invoke it with your spoken word, and you really put all your intention into it, all parts of your being, you know, your thoughts, your intention, your spoken word, all of that, it becomes more powerful. So put that in perspective. Okay. So let's get into where this all came from and how this came into our consciousness. So from what I've gathered, and there's many different possibilities out there, the violet flame is a tool, but it was used thousands of years ago by the priests and initiates in Atlantis and Lemuria, and there's old civilizations that are no longer physically here. Okay, now whatever occurred during our quote-unquote fall of consciousness allowed us to kind of take a step back. Like we were vibrating at a high frequency, and then we kind of took a nosedive, so to speak, and kind of dwelled within this. You can think of it as a darkness in a sense, but by darkness I mean a forgetting of who we truly are. And part of that forgetting is forgetting these tools that were always available to us. And you could also get into the fact that some of these things, maybe mankind were not ready to use, like the priest. Some of the people probably knew about this, but we weren't really using it, is what I'm trying to say. But there, you know, there's conspiracy theories out there that talk about it being kept secret, and you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go with that. But I think it is important to when you think about it, I think of it this way. I feel like secrecy in the terms of we're not aware of it. That's kind of what I feel, right? Like there's something always there, but we're not paying any attention to it because we're just not choosing to. So in that sense, it is secret. That's how I interpret it. Not that there's some, you know, person out there that's trying to keep it from us and stop it. Although, you know, you can believe that if you want to believe that. But it wasn't in our consciousness. Now it has. Now it is. And what had brought it to our consciousness was a being called Saint Germain. And maybe you've heard of Saint Germain. And Saint Germain is what's known as an ascended master. So, you know, we have spiritual beings like angels who are more spiritual, don't really have a physical incarnation, but ascended masters are beings who've walked the earth like you or I and raised their frequencies up to where they can be what's called ascended. And that just means that they're taking all the knowledge that I'm speaking of, all the things that we remember, they remember it all, and they're living it and they're vibrating it. And that's where we are as humanity, is we are remembering, and we are bringing our frequency there so that we can live it, we can remember it and be that, and create something different and new, and a new spiral of our cosmic cycle, so to speak. So anyway, so this being, Saint Germain, is an ascended master, and it's supposedly reported that he has had past lifetimes as possibly Francis Bacon, maybe Christopher Columbus. I'm not sure if I believe that one per se, but he's had some profound lifetimes, and one of the lifetimes was this, what do you want to call it? Like a magic kind of know-it-all being of Europe. Okay. And basically what that means is that he was in a sense like Jesus, in the sense that he could do miracles, healing, because of his awareness of the consciousness of the divinity he had, which we all can do that. Not just Jesus, not just Saint Germain. We all are. We are all beings of divinity. Even in the Bible, it says, Jesus said, as I shall do, so shall you. We all have that same capacity, just becoming aware of it. So anyway, so Saint Germain brought that into consciousness of our main, where we are now, basically in like the early 20th century. Okay. And in the early 20th century, it was believed to be basically like channeled in through people who could channel his frequency. And it was just, you know, again, you could read many, many different possibilities out there. But the point is, starting in the early 20th century, it was brought into our mainstream consciousness and slowly been, expanding, basically. You can consider it that way, expanding, like our collective consciousness is expanding, so that more and more and more of us are aware of it. And if you're listening to this show now, and if you've never heard of it before, now it's coming to you. Just like it came to me at one point in time, it's coming to you. So I hope that you will receive what's intended to receive, what you need to receive out of this. We are going to do a meditation a little bit coming up soon. But I want to just put it in perspective what it is, so you know exactly what it is, how it works, and so on. So Saint Germain, so we talked about, you know, what the violet flame briefly is, a little bit of the history. We talked about how it can dislodge negativity, like lower vibrations. Sometimes you will see it, if you read it, it'll say misqualified energy. I don't really personally like that term, misqualified, because it sounds like as if you could make a mistake and as if you could do something wrong, and if there's a judgment. There's not judgment. I think when they're saying misqualified, it's in the sense of not what you intended to do. I think that's a more accurate wording. I mean, you know, not what you're choosing, not of your choice. And even that is hard, because you are choosing everything. So how do you word it? You know, I think it might just be best to say frequencies that you no longer are wishing to have anymore. That, I think that's just the most clearest way to, words are always the most difficult way to describe something, right? And have you noticed this, like in a text message sometimes, or an email, you respond to someone's text message, you put your words, and it was totally misinterpreted what you were trying to say. Happens to me all the time. And we get angry sometimes because someone said something in a certain way, and we took it the wrong way, but that's not how they were trying to bring it across. That's my point, right? I know that's happened to you. It has to have happened to you before. But it's not the words. It's just the feeling. And I know you're getting the feeling of what I'm saying. I just want to be careful, because if we start to say something is misqualified, it does sound to me like there is a judgmental being or a judgmental God. And even some of the meditations I've looked at for Violet Flame say things not of God's desire. And I don't buy that personally. I don't buy that because to me, if it wasn't God's desire, then why is it even there in the first place? That's just, hello. Like, if it's not your desire, God, then why is it there? We have free will, right? The will to me of the divinity is that we have free will to choose and create and experience ourselves in whichever form we choose to do that. If that includes things that are not so loving and not so positive, so to speak, then that's our will, that's our choice to do that. But I think that we're choosing collectively now to raise our frequency and to be more in line with truth and love and positive and all the wonderful expansive things that we could be, as big as and grand, as big as grand as we could ever possibly imagine. That's where we're going. That's what we're choosing. And I hope that's what you're deciding for yourself. The violet flame can help with that, can help with us to really get clear about what we're wanting, what we're desiring. And we can send it to other people. We can send it to the planet. We can wrap the planet around in a violet frequency. We can do it to our spouse. We can do it to whatever. It's really, again, your intention. And also know that people are only going to receive what they're ready for. Right. If you ask the violet flame and you bring it to another person, they're only going to let in what they are wanting in anyways. So you can't supersede someone's free will. You can't go beyond what someone is deciding for themselves, even though our ego talks a big talk and, you know, and thinks we can do that. You can't. It's not possible. All right. So let's see. So you kind of get an idea now, I hope, what the violet flame is, how we can use it. We're going to go through together, you and I, a meditation. And we're going to bring our frequencies. We're going to collectively together put our frequencies into this violet flame. And you can intend whatever it is that you're intending it for. So what I'm going to do is just first take a quick, like, I don't know, like 20-second break here, and then we're going to do our meditation, okay? Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to have a drink of water. Okay, so what I would like you to do is to, in your mind first, think about what your intention is for this meditation, okay? What are you intending this violet flame meditation for? Is it going to be for planetary healing? Is it going to be for something like a relationship? Is it going to be for financial, whatever it is, you decide and say to yourself your intention and say it out loud. I intend for this violet flame to, what? Boom. That is. Okay. All right, so I'm going to put on some meditation music, and we're going to go through a meditation. So hopefully you're not driving. If you are, definitely pull over, or you can come back and listen to this on demand, on playback. Okay, here comes the music. All right, so what we're going to do first is we're going to visualize in front of us a small flame that's just burning, like you just lit a match. You really just visualize like you lit a match, and you see the flame at the end of the match head. Remove the match head and you just still see the flame there burning. Sit in front of you, and then change the color of it to a violet color, highest color frequency there is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. See that? Okay, and it's blazing and it's burning. Now we're also going to invite in the Ascended Master, Saint Germain, who has brought this to consciousness to assist us with this meditation, with our intention. And we're going to see this violet flame blazing, blazing in front of us, and it's growing. It's still in front of you. It's growing, growing, growing. And it's expanded out probably about 6 feet in every direction. This massive, beautiful, vibrating violet flame. Maybe you hear sound crackling, but it's not a flame like a burning flame. It's just a beautiful light. Not painful. It's not going to be harmful in any way. But we're going to just focus our intention now with this light. Now feel that flame. Take it and bring it towards yourself so it's around you now. And it's basically consuming your aura. Blazing, burning this beautiful violet fire. Transmute. And say with me, think to yourself, I am the violet fire. I am the violet fire. I am the violet fire that's burning bright. Burning bright I am, like God's desire. And feel it coming in now. It's in your physical body, in the cells of your body, kind of dislodging old karmic stuff, old thoughts, old things that you just don't want anymore. And let this violet fire intensify, increase, raising our frequency up to the highest dimension of consciousness. Transmuting, clearing, giving us the strength, helping us to know who we truly are as a spirit, as a being of light, as a being of love. Clearing away old blocks, clearing away limitations, lack. Now we're going to come to our heart, which is the center of our being. And we're going to breathe in this our heart, and then out. One more time, breathing it in and out. I am the violet fire, burning brightly. God's desire, beautifully magnificent. Now this time when we breathe in, we're going to breathe in the violet flame, and we're going to just hold our breath for a few seconds so we can hold it in, okay? So breathe in, hold it, absorb that violet flame in, let it out. Violet flame out into your body, aura, let it go out. Transmuting. feel it. Feel yourself feeling it, seeing it, connecting with it. Now send that violet flame to whoever is in need of it. Send it to the planet. Let's wrap the planet in a beautiful violet color. It's soothing. Soothing people, waking people, adding to the awakening that's already happening. And just like we have a consciousness, so does the earth, and this violet flame is dislodging all things in the planetary structure of the earth, just like within our bodies. Connecting to the grid, the consciousness grid around the planet, allowing us to really, really, really awaken, remember. And just sit with the violet flame. Remember. Remember. And coming back, maybe you saw visions of things. Maybe you saw self. Maybe you saw things clearing. But you should feel completely clear, clear-minded, clear, relaxed, and just more aware. And you can do this again. You can keep doing this. You can do it for longer. However you're feeling to sit with it. So how was that, guys? Kind of cool, huh? You know, there's all kinds of violet flame things you can look at on YouTube and whatnot, or you can go back and listen to this one. I'll tell you, I felt a sense of peace when I did it. And when I was sending it to the planet, I really saw the grid, the consciousness grid around the planet. I really did. And I felt that it was, we were kind of sending like the soothing. It just felt like putting a soothing energy, like you're healing a wound or something, kind of what it felt like, you know, and you're rubbing in like some kind of ointment on a wound or something. That's what it felt like. And I felt also a sense within me of like this awakening of remembering of things like, oh yeah, that's right. But I hope that was the same for you. I'm excited. I see we have some people calling in. I'm excited to kind of see what your thoughts are on this, what you felt, what you saw, and if you have any experience with the violet flame or maybe some insights about it as I was talking. I'm happy to I always like seeing what people have to say. So oh, you hang up on me now. People are leaving the phone lines. Okay, well, that was going to be great, but now it's not going to happen. Wasn't meant to be. So thank you for joining me today, everyone. If you liked my show, if you like what I'm about, please like my show on Blog Talk Radio. I have a lot of great episodes on there. I also am doing another one next week. This time I'll be doing readings. I will be working with Archangel Raphael and doing healings for people. I'm working with Raphael and working with the Oracle cards and my own awareness of who I am. So that'll be happening next week. I also am working on a series that's going to be video and well as recorded of changing the cultural story, shifting our cultural paradigm of who we truly are and where we want to go as a collective. So that's something that I'm working on as well. So it's going to be exciting and it's going to be a regular thing. And I think it's important and it's needed right now. So if that's like, sounds like something you are interested in, please follow me on Blog Talk. Also, you can find my website, ascensionmagic.com. My Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And I hope that everything's going well for you. Please let me know on my Facebook page how this transformational meditation was for you. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Until next time, remember that everything is love.